Online shopping, checking tomorrow's weather, sending text messages, just some of the things people do on their phones. But what if you have motor disabilities or can't hold or touch a phone?
Today is almost impossible for them to directly interact with their cell phones.
eBay research scientist Jinrong She needed to find a solution while working with an intern who wanted to shop online but couldn't hold a phone and had trouble using voice-controlled software. They thought about using eye movement, but it turns out eyes don't move smoothly. So they came up with another idea.
Can we use head movement to control our virtual stylus on the cell phone?
And like a light bulb, eBay's head gaze was born, using a smartphone's camera to track head gestures.
It's similar like you use the mouse to control the cursor on the screen. So we take that 3D head position orientation information and apply some mathematics calculation and project that information onto the 2D screen so that the phone would know on which part of the screen you are looking at.
Besides allowing his coworker to shop by phone, She says head gaze has potential for broader applications. eBay says it's making the software code freely available to developers so they can come up with their own ideas for hands-free surfing.
This kind of technology has potential huge impact, and we think we should give it back to the communities so that a lot of other people can quickly adapt that technologies and really get benefit from that.
Whether scrolling through recipes or shopping online, head gaze could change the way we navigate our phones. Michelle Quinn, VOA News, San Francisco.